And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and what a great show I've got lined up for you today. I've got Hunter Humphrey and John Barton. They'll join us a little bit later with Point and Save. And then you'll also hear from Rob Venezuela, and he's got some great news with Insurgent Brewery. And then after that, you'll hear from me giving you a little bit of a chamber update. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
O'Reilly Auto Parts now offers same-day shipping in Phoenix. Simply order the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com and select same-day shipping during checkout. When your job can't wait, we'll deliver your parts right to your doorstep today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. At participating stores only, some restrictions apply. See O'ReillyAuto.com for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's impossible to miss the growing number of neighbors signing up for new energy-efficient systems, but the thing you don't always see is energy storage. At Pure Solar and Electric, they know there's a big difference when it comes to battery systems and the technology that keeps energy stored longer. They're committed to providing American-made solar systems and premier storage options that your family can rely on during the next electric shutdown. If you've already got a system, you know how frustrating it can be when your energy storage doesn't match the investment you've made. But with the right energy storage system, you can save big on those electric bills. Plus, with traditional electric rates going up, there's no better time to make the switch. Take care of your investments. Call Pure Solar and Electric today and ask about their premier energy storage options. Call 928-445-7941 or find out more online at puresolaraz.com. That's puresolaraz.com. Aren't you lucky that Sally B's Cafe is celebrating St. Patrick's Days? Yes, I said days, three of them to be exact. Starting on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, and going until Friday night, the 19th, it's Sally B's corned beef and cabbage special with super salad, sliced carrots, red potatoes, all for just $14.99. And open till 9 all three nights. Dine in or take out. Go to Sally B's for St. Patty's Day, March 17th, 18th, and 19th. Irish eyes are smiling next to Safeway in Prescott Valley at Sally B's Cafe.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I have my guest with us today, and this is Hunter Humphrey. Hunter, are you on the line?
Yes, I sure am, Lorette.
Are you there with John, or is it just by yourself?
You know what? It's just going to be me today.
No worries. So, Hunter Humphrey, you are with Point and Save. Tell us a little bit about what Point and Save is.
Yeah. So, we actually work with chambers of commerce nationwide. We develop new mobile applications specifically for chambers, and we're now in about 9 states. So, it's something that we're doing for each and every community that we're working with, you know, really trying to get the community more involved with chamber members' businesses, and also just expose the chamber to, you know, everybody throughout the community, basically. So it's just a wonderful thing that we've been doing, and we're really happy to be working with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and really help out each and every one of the members' businesses.
Well, we're excited to have you, Hunter. You've helped us tremendously. It's so exciting for us to say that we have an app for the chamber, and it's our own custom-made app, which we love, and it's called Build, Lead, Thrive, and also under the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. But there's so many great features on that.
Yeah. Oh, there sure is. There sure is. There's a lot of features that really gets everybody engaged in. You know what, it's something where we're on our phones more than ever nowadays, and this is pretty much across all age groups, right? I mean, we have,
absolutely,
you know, individuals that are 70 to 80 years old, and then we have younger generations that are, you know, maybe 20 to 30. So that's the great thing about cell phones and new smartphones, I should say, and mobile apps, really. I mean, we're just so engaged with our phones, and with this for the chamber, how we branded it as the chamber, that's just a new, unique thing that really stands out. You know, I know before we kind of went on websites and we did that route, but just having a simple custom mobile app branded as the chamber, we felt like something that could really work out for everybody.
Right, and this app is not just for chamber members. I mean, this is really for the community.
Yeah, that's just it. It's really for the community. Everybody can download it. It's available on either Apple or iOS. It seems like those are the only two nowadays, Android or iPhone, but that's just right, Lorette. You know, it's available for everybody. Everybody has the opportunity to being involved with member businesses and what the chamber is doing.
Right. And we're, so some things on the app that we've added is we do have events on there, so anybody can come in, scroll through the app and see any sort of events that are happening in Chino Valley, which is, you know, a really great feature. And then we also have our directory as well.
Yeah, we do have the new directory, that's right. And the directory really stands out just because of the way in which it works, the new added feature that we have. We actually have a new search bar in the directory. So for members that are a part of the chamber, if someone goes on and tries to search for your business and literally types in 1 to 2 letters, your name will pop up immediately. So that's why we really want all the members to really be involved with this new searchable directory. It'll include your logo, a description, your website, phone number, and directions. So we're really trying to get members involved with this. It's really just a great way to have advertising and not spending a whole lot of dollars for it, right? I mean, we're really trying to help out the membership with that aspect and the new searchable directory.
Absolutely. And what I love about it is, you know, so many people call the chamber there. Do you know a good plumber? Do you know anybody that can do massages? Do you know anybody that can do, you know, just a large variety of things? And what's really great with this app is you can just download it on your phone and be able to search, like you said, add in keywords and be able to find those people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Lorette. We actually have the categories as well. So as you just said, right, if they're looking for a plumber or a real estate agent, we have not categories now. So you can literally scroll through a category if you didn't want to use a search bar, and you can actually scroll through and find what particular type of business you're looking for.
Right. I think that's great. And we've added a new feature. So that's why you're on today to kind of tell us what our new feature is.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We're really happy to share this with everybody in the Chino Valley community that we are now implementing a new custom map to this new mobile application. So it's going to be totally new, very enhanced, very user-friendly, and it's going to just do so many incredible things for member businesses and the community of Chino Valley. Really exciting.
It is exciting because what it is the first time it's going to be on our app, and it's really like a digital map. So we'll have a printout, a hard copy of this as well for people that like an actual tangible map. But for others, like you said, that like to use the app, they can go down and look at this map, and it will be able to pin exactly, you know, where certain places are in town.
That's exactly it, yeah. And we know that. We know that, of course, there'll be people that want to use the paper map. But, you know, of course, if you want to download the app, it'll be the same thing on the app. So if they want to scroll through and they want to find a business, a little pin mark will pop up. It'll display some information like the business logo, you know, a phone number to call. And then the business will actually have its unique own description. So we can add their own description on there as well. And it will just be a good way to really get the community more involved and people that are new to the community more involved with businesses in the area. I know that Chino Valley is such a growing area, so what better way to have their own little map whenever they first enter the area?
Absolutely. So this is just a way for businesses, you know, if you want to get your name out there and if you want to be on the map, like we said, it's tangible and it's also online. And it's a really great opportunity for any business to go ahead and be featured on this.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's really a great price for it, too, as well. So we've got like a tier structure of different price, you know, ranges. But it's a fantastic price for what you get.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I would definitely agree with you, Lorette. I mean, you know, with the pricing, it really is well worth it. You get so much for the value of it. I mean, especially with the exposure you'll get on this map. We know that even for the paper side, everybody's just on and looking for maps nowadays, it seems like. So with that type of exposure, I think it'll be well worth it. If someone is interested in that and they want to feature their business on the map, Lorette, I know that you have a way of them reaching out to you, but of course, we'll provide you our information. That way you can reach out to us as well. And we love to feature you on there. We love to feature all businesses and all member businesses on this new map.
Right. And we're just excited because, you know, like you said, Chino Valley is growing. It's growing pretty rapidly. And it's actually it's a map that's, you know, stretched so far. And we know that in Chino Valley, we don't really necessarily have a downtown. And so there's just a lot of things that are pretty spread out. And at the chamber, you know, the one request that I get daily is looking for a map of Chino Valley. So we're really excited about this. Like we said, well, we're going to work on a really nice tangible map. And then also that anybody that does come in town, download the app, and then it will give you driving directions, right?
Yeah, it will. It will. Directions, phone numbers, any information that you need to get to a business, you can very well find that from the app. And of course, another added feature to this is just the custom look to the business, right? I mean, the business will have its own drawing on there. So that part's really new and exciting that we've actually, our business here at Point and Save, we've never really done a map like this in this nature. So for us, this is going to be a wonderful thing to provide.
Yeah, I think so too, Hunter. I mean, what a great opportunity for us as well to do something like this with you guys. I think this is the first time you guys have done that, right?
Yes. Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Really, haven't done anything like this yet. And, you know, the fact that we're doing it now, especially for a growing area like Chino Valley, as you just said, we know that there are so many new people coming into the town and to the area. We know that this will just help out each and every one of local businesses.
So, Hunter, if anybody wants to be on this app, what's their best strategy? I mean, they can call me, but they can also get a hold of you. Is there an email that you'd like to give out?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point, Lorette. They can definitely call the chamber if you are interested. You can reach out to us directly. So I can provide my email. It's going to be hunter@pointandsave.com. So it's just hunter@pointandsave.com. They can email me there, or you can give me a call at 714-574-9697. Again, that is 714-574-9697. And we'll be more than happy to help you out and get your information on the new map.
Yeah, Hunter, because you guys are not local. So you guys have been doing this really remotely from California.
Yeah.
Working with us.
That's right. So
that's really exciting. We were so happy when, you know, you knocked on our door and said, are you interested in this? And we said, absolutely. We could use an app. So, yeah.
I remember Hunter, that.
Yeah, right. It was it Valentine's Day?
It was on Valentine's Day. That's right. That's right.
I can remember that because I like chocolate and candy.
So, oh, yeah.
I definitely remember. Well, thank
you,
Hunter.
I love bringing you those chocolates.
I love it. Hunter Humphrey, thank you so much for being here today and letting us know about Point and Save and about the new feature on our app.
Yeah, Lorette, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. So stay tuned for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This isn't bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high-quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried-and-true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It could be the best years of your life. In retirement, you'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to John Hagenson for Rethink Your Money with Keystone Wealth Partners. Join John Hagenson Saturday mornings at 9 for Rethink Your Money with Keystone Wealth Partners. Keystone Wealth Partners is a registered investment.
Rethink Your Money is paid for by Keystone Wealth Partners via retirement headquarters and is solely responsible for its content.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my next guest, Rob Valenzuela, with Insurgent Brewery. He is the owner of Insurgent Brewery. Hey, Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Lorette.
How's it going over there?
It's going good.
I know you guys just opened up a little while ago, so you open up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, our hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 3 to 10 p.m. on Friday, and 12 noon to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 to 7 on Sunday.
Perfect. So you got some of the after work crowd in there yet?
Yeah, people are starting to roll in.
That's perfect. Hey, so you've got some really great, exciting news to share with everyone. And I was so excited. I learned about this news yesterday from you, and I was like, you know what, Rob? We've got to let people know. Do you want to let us know what's going on?
Well, the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College, they recently came into some grant money, if you will, and the program they came up with is called the Small Business Makeover of a Lifetime, and I believe there's 4 businesses that will be chosen for this.
Yes, absolutely.
Privilege, and Insurgent Brewing Company was the first one in Yavapai County.
Yay, that is so exciting. Great news. We're really happy for you. It's basically a small business makeover program, like you said, that's been run by Yavapai College, and then it's by SBDC, which is Small Business Development Center. Like you had mentioned. Yeah. And the program just recognizes and rewards the hard work and the dedication that small business owners have put into their businesses and offers, different ways for you to grow. So we're excited. And we're excited because, right in our hometown, Chino Valley, and you were the first to get selected. So that's exciting. And so you applied for this online.
Yeah, we were. I was given a brochure, if you will, describing the program and how it works, and it goes before a panel, and they make selections, and we were fortunate enough to make the top selection.
Absolutely. And so, what are some of the things that you get to work on? Is it your website? Is it signage? I mean, what are some of the things that they get to do? Because for people out there, it's kind of similar to like Bar Rescue, that television show, or any of those like kind of home improvement shows that somebody gets selected, a business gets selected, and they essentially get a makeover.
Yeah, I've heard of that program you're talking about. I've never actually watched it myself, but I would think that we're not that in the desperate of a situation. I think the Small Business Development Center just recognizes small businesses, obviously.
Absolutely.
With respect with the effect that the COVID has had on all of us, and they're just trying to reach out and help us stay in business and keep going. So yeah, it's gonna. All aspects of the business, like you said, signage, equipment, website. We might be able to finally finish the website.
God, that's perfect. And I know that they work on a little bit of finances with you guys, maybe some growth assessment and, different aspects of the business.
Yeah, and we get all the expertise that the Small Business Development Center has with them. Those folks are experienced in all kinds of businesses, so I think this will be a good learning experience.
Absolutely. So you get all the experts, that are experts in this field, whether, like you said, finance or anything like that. And what they sit and do is they just kind of go over your business with you and help you grow.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with COVID, you guys have actually done really well.
We've actually been pretty fortunate. We are still growing. There's still more new faces coming in every week. The people are like, wow, I just heard about you guys, and this is great that you're here in town. So, we've been very, very lucky.
Absolutely. And you guys just moved. So you had, not just, I would say now, how long has it been since you've moved to your new location?
We'll be in the new unit. It'll be a year next month.
Wow, a year next month. So, yeah, that's great. Yeah. And it's a little bit bigger. It's got a lot more space. And like you said, brand new faces coming in.
It's twice the size, a lot more open. We have roll-up doors that we're able to open when it's warm and let all the light and warmth in, and we have the patio out now. So
perfect.
Come this spring and summer when it starts warming up, it's going to be a real nice place to hang out.
And you are also the brewmaster, is that correct?
Well, I do most of the brewing, yes. I don't really consider myself a master at it yet.
But you do a lot of the brewing
stuff every
yourself.
Day, so.
Yeah. And so how many beers are on tap right now?
Right now we have 17 beers and one seltzer.
Oh, gosh. Is the seltzer ready?
We're starting to brew seltzers now.
Perfect.
And we're able to do that with the license we have. So, yeah, so the folks that, you know, don't necessarily want beer, the seltzers are a nice alternative.
Absolutely. And I know you guys do like a lime shandy. Will you explain what that is?
Yeah, the limeade shandy.
Oh, sorry.
Basically, it's all good. It's basically two-thirds of a glass of our pronghorn pale ale, and then a little bit of ice and limeade.
So.
And it's you know, if you will, like on our Sunday brunch Sundays, we serve beer mimosas, which is basically just beer and orange juice. So this one just uses limeade, and it's a nice, refreshing, citrusy beer cocktail.
Yeah, definitely. Just another alternative for people that don't exactly drink beer or say, you know what, I'm not sure if I like beer, but it's a really great light thing to kind of get them into to see if they even like it.
Yeah, it's, you know, a little sweeter, citrusy, definitely different.
And you have, a ton of different varieties. You've got some IPAs, you've got some porters. I mean, you're doing a ton on, you know, different varieties on a scale. So it's really great. There's something there for everybody.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, right now on tap, we have, I believe, four IPAs. I've got a stout, a porter, pale ale, a red. We still have no, we don't. We took that off tap. I was going to say we still have the holiday ale that we made over the holidays, but we took that off and put the seltzer on.
What's been your most popular one?
Right now, the Laura's Red, the American Strong Ale, is still our best seller. So it's a dark, very deep amber, reddish beer, very, very good, well-balanced, not very bitter, not too sweet, a nice, good strong beer.
So that there you go. So it's a nice, good, strong beer. So it's Laura's Red. That's the most popular. And when people go there, I mean, it's just a really great environment. Can you talk to me a little bit about the environment and what you expect to see when you get there?
Just a nice, friendly, family-oriented environment. I mean, you bring your kids. They can sit with you. And you can bring your dog if you want and sit out on the patio and enjoy your beer. And it's just a nice spot to hang out, have some good snacks, and a good beer.
Absolutely. And you guys do serve food.
Yes, we do.
And so you've got a wide variety of food. And even menus, those are new. Your menus were completely new as well.
Yeah, we just revamped the menus, made them a little bigger, a little easier to read. And, of course, we expanded the menu as well. So we added a couple of pulled pork sandwiches to go along with the street tacos, the pizzas, the quesadilla cheese crisp, nachos, chips of salsa. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a great environment for the kids. You've got tons of games there, board games and like Jenga. Mm-hmm. And everyone can play games. It's just a really relaxing environment. And, you know, I have to tell you, Rob, I love going there. I feel completely safe as a single, you know, lady walking into there. I've never once felt intimidated, you know, being there. And it's just a fun atmosphere. It's kind of like Cheers. I have to say, everyone knows everybody. it's great to, you know, see all your friends there. Everybody, you know, there's a game over here going on, and there's, you know, the people outside doing, I think you have cornhole as well going on outside too.
And so, yeah, on the warm days, people will pull out the cornhole boards and throw a few beanbags around.
So you were saying earlier that on Sundays you do brunch. Is it every Sunday?
No, right now it's the first Sunday of every month. And we generally try to put out a posting on Facebook 2 or 3 days prior, highlighting what we're going to be, because the menu does change every month a little bit.
Gotcha.
But, first Sunday of every month from 11 to 1 is Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch. And so, what, I mean, is it just food or is it just the beer mimosas? Because I'm kind of excited about that. I've never had a beer mimosa.
Yeah, I mean, you can. The sky's the limit. You can do whatever you like. As far as the food goes on Sunday brunch, they range from. They always try to have a sweeter version, a sweeter side, like a French toast casserole type dish to go with like a breakfast burrito or Eggs Benedict or a croissant sandwich, things of that nature.
Rob, do we have to make reservations for that, or do we just show up? I mean, how does that work?
Typically, yeah, it's just first come, first serve. We plan for, you know, so many servings, and we either sometimes we run out, sometimes we don't. So
yeah.
It all depends on how many folks come in.
How many folks? Well, I have to tell you, I was there yesterday, and you were packed.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people there, a lot of new faces that I had not seen there. And that's really exciting for a business like you.
Yeah, we continue to grow, and you know, with all the growth coming to the Quad Cities, we're ramping up for that, so to be able to meet that demand.
Right, and you are our only brewery in Chino Valley.
That's correct.
So, and what made you start the brewery, Rob? I mean, out of all places, Chino Valley.
Well, I live in Chino Valley, and honestly, I did seriously consider, you know, downtown Prescott as a place to open up. But then, you know, talking with friends and other people that live here, they're like, why would you want to take something like that out of Chino Valley? So I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. And I'm close from, you know, to my house. So it's also a benefit. And it's worked out really good. Everybody's appreciated it.
Absolutely. Well, and I think, yeah, everyone loves it there. Everyone appreciates it there in Chino Valley. So it's just a great landmark for everybody. And it's great beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think everybody loves it. And then, you know, you've added the food, incorporated the food. You've got that outdoor patio area, which is really great. And like you said, it's a nice family environment. You know, you've even got drinks for the kids, some juice boxes, things like that. So it
right.
makes it a really nice, welcoming family environment.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, I want to say congratulations again for winning and being the first person to win the Small Business Makeover for SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Center. That is hats off to you. It's well-deserved. You guys worked really hard, and you continue to work hard. And we're just excited to see you through this. And, you know, I'd like to have you on radio again to talk about, you know, when it starts and, you know, and the transitions and all the neat things that are happening to you.
Sounds great. Be happy to.
I think that would be great just to kind of update us and let us know, you know, hey, did your signage change or, you know, what are they helped you with and kind of give us the inside scoop too. Because this is just a great thing for our area and you are the first to receive this award. So congratulations, Rob. Much deserved.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for sharing your great news today. And Rob, tell people where you're located so they can come find your beer.
We're at the southwest corner of Road 2 North and Highway 89 in Chino Valley. The address is 990 North Highway 89, Suite D, as in dog, Chino Valley.
And so basically, like, you're across the street from Walgreens.
Yeah, the easiest way to get an orientation is we're catty corner from Safeway.
Perfect. Catty corner from Safeway, and it's just it's wonderful beer. So anybody that has not been out to Chino Valley, to Insurgent Brewery, I highly recommend that you get out there and just see what's going on and say hi to Rob and Laura, you know, and say, you know, thank you guys so much. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Laura.
No problem, Rob. And again, Rob, congratulations. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Cheers.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. Get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year Batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Time now for a look at your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Administrative Services offices are open to the public once again starting today.
These offices have been closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but due to a decline in cases, they can reopen. During a live appearance on Talk of the Town with Chuck Roberts last Thursday, Board of Supervisors Chairman Craig Brown explained when considering reopening, officials had to take into consideration staff has been face-to-face with the public.
One staff gets sick, they affect 10 others, and they have to stay home until we find out whether that person's got it or not. And then all the citizens are wondering why nobody's doing the work that needs to be done to accommodate their needs. This stretches out to the sheriff's office and all of our emergency services.
Brown says good progress has been made with vaccinations, and Yavapai County officials are hopeful that trend will continue.
We anticipate if we can continue to get the 10,500 they're giving us consistently through the next probably 6 to 7 weeks, we should have half the county's vulnerable people will probably be already vaccinated by May.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines that will be in place include cleaning of items that are frequently touched, measures to ensure physical distancing, and the wearing of face coverings. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
After a loss over the weekend against the Minnesota Wild, your Arizona Coyotes get a rematch. Puck drops at 5 tomorrow. Catch all that live action right here on KQ&A. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Calling for a chance of showers this evening and windy, gust over 30 miles per hour. Slight chance of showers to start your Tuesday, then sunny and windy by Wednesday. Expect a low of 27 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow 43, Wednesday high of 57. 34 the low tonight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow 51, Wednesday high of 66. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This year we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once a year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale served in a Belgian style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can at Prescott Brewing Company. See you then on Monday, March 15th.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and today we've had a chance to talk with Hunter Humphrey, and we also just spoke with Rob Venezuela. So this next segment, I'm going to kind of give you guys an update on what's going on in the Chino Valley area Chamber of Commerce. We've got a few events that are starting to happen, so we're finally kind of in event mode, starting to plan a few things, you know, complying with all CDC guidelines, of course, and just really starting to come back. So some of the things that we're doing is we're gearing up for Wine Bites and Brew. Wine Bites and Brew is a wonderful event. It is outdoors. It's going to be held at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley. It is, we'll have vendors, you know, for food, vendors for wine and beer. And it's just a really fun, relaxed time. You can go around, try the different, you know, wineries around town. You can try a lot of the breweries, the different beers. You have a chance to, you know, try some food as well as, you know, get a chance to listen to live music. We've got three different bands that are coming, and one of the bands, he was actually on The Voice. So that's going to be a really great band to hear from. So so we're excited to hear from him. So we've got that going on. We also have a casino that'll be there. So the casino will be a great portion and added on. We'll do some barrel racing also as well for Wine Bites and Brew. And then it's just going to be a fun time. We'll have some games. We'll have some silent auction items. And, you know, it's just great food. And so right now, since we're gearing up for Wine Bites and Brew, we're asking anyone, we're looking for vendors. So if you want to be a vendor, here is your opportunity. We're looking for some food trucks. So if you are a food truck and you want to be a part of Wine Bites and Brew, I welcome to give for you all to give us a call at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And it's just going to be a great opportunity. There's a lot of people that go to this event. And we're also looking for anybody that is a new winery and wants to get their name out there and wants people to know who they are, a brewery. You know, this is a really great opportunity. And so come out, let us promote you. Let us, let people try your different beers, get a sample, get a little tasting, and get some information about where you're located and everything about your business. So right now we are recruiting for Wine Bites and Brew. If you're a vendor for food, if you're a vendor for wine, food truck, or if you've got some beer, you got a brewery, really great event, really great, fun time. We also have a beer contest that's coming up. Rob with Insurgent Brewery, he creates a custom wine bison brew beer. And so what we're doing is holding a contest for somebody to name that beer. Last year it was called Tales of the Lionesses. And this year we're looking for a name for that beer, for Wine Bites and Brew. So we are holding a contest. And the good thing about this beer is it's an IPA. It does have a hint of cherry and a hint of hibiscus in it as well. And really, it's just more of like, it'll give it a little purple hue. And so that's the description of the beer. If anyone's interested, go ahead and email the Chamber of Commerce or give us a call with your beer name and name that beer. And what you will win is a ticket to Wine Bites and Brew. And like I said, it's an event that you don't want to miss. It's a fantastic event. There's so much to go on, and it'll be nice and out and the outdoors. So for Wine Bites and Brew, tickets will go on sale very soon. And what you can, the prices for general admission are $30. After April 16th, those will go up to $45. We also have VIP tickets, and those are $75. And after also April 16th, they'll go up to $100. And what's the difference between VIP and regular admission? VIP ticket allows you to try the different food. So you'll get the wine and beer, but you'll also get samples of food. So you'll get able to eat there. A lot of the different local restaurants, you know, that are going to be a part of it. El Paricio is going to be one. We've got Catering by Liz. They'll all have just really nice, not even samples, but good portions of different things to try. And you'll also get a chance to judge the best food. And so that's going to be a really great opportunity for the VIP people. Also, the VIP section has its own section. It's a private little section. It'll be right next to the bands. So you'll have the ability to sit down in chairs, take a, you know, relax. There's some tables there and your own porta potty. So it's just going to be a really nice thing. That's what you get for the VIP section. So it's a great thing. So the VIP, you do get the food and all the different vendors that are going to be there. Now for the general admission tickets, those ones are $30. And what you get for that is, yes, you can go around, sample all the beer, sample all the different wines. You can do the casino. You can do everything. The only difference is that you do not get to try the food. There'll be food trucks there available. So if you're hungry or you want to try anything off of any of the food trucks, you can go ahead and purchase your own food, but you'll still get it. You'll get a chance to, you know, do that, but not try the different foods from our local restaurants. So those are VIP tickets and they are exclusive. There's only 100 VIP tickets that will be sold. So if that's something you're interested, contact the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Like I said, the tickets aren't on sale just yet, but if you want to pre-order them, just go ahead, give us a call. We'll write down your name and get it ready for you. Like I said, Wine Bites and Brew, so fun, different things to do. Casino, we've got prizes, we've got games, we've got barrel racing, music, silent auction, food trucks. It's just a really fun time, and it's going to be April 24th this year, held at Olson's Grain from 5 to 9 p.m. So this is a community fundraiser. All proceeds do go back to the community, and so that's what makes it a really great thing. This event is a combined effort of the Chino Valley Lioness and the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. So we've went ahead and combined the two, and so what we do is go ahead at the end, and all proceeds go right back to the community. And some of the things that we've been able to do is buy a defibrillator for the senior center, buy, you know, some vests for the police department. I mean, we've really done a lot for our community. So this is a really fun event, and you're really supporting a great cause. So Wine Bites and Brew, April 24th. Don't forget, get your tickets from 5 to 9. So that's one of the events that's coming up. Also, if you're into yard sales, I've got another one for you. The Chino Valley Lioness Club handed me this one as well. April 2nd and 3rd, they're going to have a garage sale, a fundraising garage sale for the Chino Valley Lioness Club. And proceeds will go to the Lioness Club. It's going to be just a great time. It's going to be held at Appaloosa Meadows 1, and the address is 888 Tiffany Place in Chino Valley. So what a great big yard sale. So if you're into yard sales, mark that one down on your calendar. You don't want to miss that one because it's a yard sale for a good cause. It'll be a fundraising yard sale April 2nd and 3rd. If you want any information on any of the other events that are going on in Chino Valley or anything that we've got going on, the best thing to do is to go online and visit us at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. Or give us a call. Since we do not have a physical location, you can walk in just yet. Call us. I'm happy to meet you anywhere. We do have a temporary home at Jeff Champ Farmers Insurance. And the best thing to do is to just give us a call. Let us know that you would like an appointment, and I will be there. So you can give us a call at 636-2493. Again, that's 636-2493, or download our app and you'll see all the information for all the events that are coming up. So download our app, our Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce app, or you can also look us up online at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With equipment breakdown coverage from American Family Insurance, you can protect all the things that keep your dream home running from sudden mechanical or electrical issues. Because this sound shouldn't mean. Contact your local agent or visit AmFam.com to learn more. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Refer to policy for equipment breakdown covered losses, deductible limitations, and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Products not available in every state.
You are listening.
listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. What a great show we've had. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. Today, we talked to Hunter Humphrey with Point and Save and told us all about the app and how you can download it and all the new things that are going on with the app. We also spoke with Rob Valenzuela, the owner of Insurgent Brewing Company. So get down there, try some of his local beers. That's fantastic. And then I gave you a little bit of a chamber update. So I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you to our guests. And thanks for my listeners for joining in. Some upcoming events that we've got going on is April 7th is our business and networking luncheon at Grace Church from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And the topic for this one is going to be public speaking. So it's tips for mastering the art of public speaking. So it's just going to be a really great one. So don't miss that one. And then, like we said, we've got Wine, Bites, and Brew April 24th coming up 5 to 9. I can't stress it enough. What a fun time that is. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec Fee Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.